I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump is proposing a major shift in how the government pays for drugs for seniors, saying it could lower prices as much as 30%. Healthcare is a top concern for many Americans with the midterm elections on the way. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
The plan calls for Medicare, starting in 2020, to seek the much lower prices that European countries get for some of the most expensive drugs dispensed by doctors.
Yeah, this is a really creative proposal.
Dan Mendelson of healthcare consulting firm Avalir.
Basically, what they would do is create a benchmark of prices based on what drug companies are charging internationally.
Empowering Medicare to get those lower prices. This is something Republicans have resisted in the past, but Northwestern University healthcare economist Craig Garthwaite calls it the same Trumpian worldview behind recent tariffs.
Where the world is that other people are taking advantage of the United States, and we're going to be strong and we're going to fix that. And so we're going to force Europe to pay more by having the United States pay less.
He says European prices would go up a little with drug companies knowing they're simultaneously setting U.S. prices. Now, there's a lot of unknowns here. How it would work, if it would work, who it would affect. Those answers won't come until a draft proposal next summer, well after the November election. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.